The world's most lucrative air travel corridor reopens today. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. It's been more than 600 days since the U.S. restricted travel on non-U.S. citizens from 30 countries. Today, that ban is lifted for vaccinated visitors from nations including those across Europe and from China, India, Canada, and Mexico. Authorities will be closely monitoring vaccination status of those arriving, and seven major vaccines used internationally will be recognized. Airlines have planned for a surge of not just leisure, but business travelers into America's hubs, including on the lucrative London to New York route. The BBC's Kerry Davis is at Heathrow Airport this morning, the scene of much jubilation.
There's a bit of a carnival atmosphere as well. The airlines have gone all out. There's been sort of balloons, there's been flags waving, there's been people with pom-poms, some of the air stewards wearing headbands with Statue of Liberty crowns on. We've seen over the course of the last few months international travel opening up step by step, but the US was really a kind of final key piece in that puzzle. So the airlines are really hoping that things are going to pick back up again.
As you say, a big day, not just for people who want to see their families, but the industry as well. You've been speaking to the bosses of Virgin and British Airways. What is their outlook for recovery from here?
They're feeling relatively optimistic today. They've said that there's been high demand for tickets to get to the US. But of course, many people will be concerned that given the amount of time that some of these airlines have not been able to run to the US, they might see prices rise. And that's something I've put to Sean Doyle, who's the CEO of British Airways.
We're adding as many seats as we possibly can. So today we're flying to 17 cities in the United States, and by December it will be 23. And I think by summer you will see, you know, all the frequencies back that were there in summer 19, because there's a lot of demand for people to reunite like we have seen with family and loved ones.
That's Sean Doyle there. Now, Kerry, we're in the second week of the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow here. So sustainability is very much front and center. Has the air travel industry made the issue a priority even as they reopen this very lucrative route?
Yes, it's a strange time in many ways for them to celebrate opening up such long-haul routes again during COP26, particularly this week when they're focusing on transport. And I spoke to the CEO of Virgin Atlantic, Shai Weiss, about it.
We're both flying A350s, which are the most efficient planes out there for long-haul travel. We're going to do everything we can to find sustainable aviation fuels. That's a necessary step towards that net zero goal of 2050.
That's Shai Weiss there, the CEO of Virgin Atlantic. And at Heathrow Airport, Kerry Davis, thanks so much for breaking this down for us this morning.
Thank you.
Checking the numbers now, China's Shanghai Composite Index closed up 0.2% this morning. Data there showed that although export growth slowed last month, the nation recorded its biggest ever trade surplus. And shares of Tesla are down about 5% ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. That's after its founder and chief executive Elon Musk this weekend vowed to abide by the results of a Twitter poll he created, asking users if he should sell 10% of his stake in the electric car maker. 57.9% of the 3.5 million voters said that he should. Musk's move comes after a proposal in Congress for a new tax on billionaires. To Spain now, where this summer electricity prices soared to record highs as the cost of natural gas ballooned. The persistently high prices have dealt a further blow to the economy there and the people who were already struggling because of the pandemic. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco has more on that story from Madrid.
In the dormitory town of Parla, just south of Madrid, workmen are preparing to install solar panels on the roof of a house. The company doing the installation, Foto Energy, has never been busier. Javier Gonzalo, its CEO, explains.
The number of installations we are doing has increased a lot. We're now installing 50% more than a month and a half ago. And that's mainly because of the increase in the cost of electricity.
Isabel Medina, the owner of the house, says she decided to switch to renewable energy after watching her electricity bills start to soar.
By a 20% on the past 2 or 3 months, that's the main reason of installing this now.
According to Spain's National Statistics Institute, the cost of electricity has risen by around 45% over the last year, with particularly sharp rises over the last 2 months. Massimo Mauret is Associate Professor of Strategic Management at the IESE Business School. He points out that many countries in Europe are seeing a similar energy crisis, although Spain does have certain characteristics which accentuate the problem.
Spain is one of the least interconnected states with the rest of the grid. And then the other reason is that, of course, much of Spain's sourcing of gas comes from Algeria. And there are local tensions with Algeria and Morocco as they are renegotiating contracts for the passage of the pipelines from Morocco to Spain.
I'm in the Mercado de las Águilas, a market in the south of Madrid. And these are mainly relatively small businesses, but the people who run them say that they have been heavily impacted by the recent increase in the price of energy.
We are thinking about closing four or five of our shops because they cannot make a profit.
José Díaz Redondo works for the Los Madrileños fishmonger franchise, which has cut back on its use of refrigeration in recent weeks in an attempt to cut costs.
You reach a point when you cannot even pay the salary of the people working in those shops. So we have been reducing costs as much as possible.
Hemos hecho eso, ajustar lo máximo posible, ¿no?
Tenemos que reducir algunos impuestos.
Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has announced a battery of measures aimed at compensating for the spiraling energy costs. They include tax cuts for consumers and the rechanneling of extraordinary profits away from energy companies. Mr. Sánchez has said that these measures will ensure that Spaniards will end up paying no more for their electricity than they did in 2018. However, as the energy squeeze continues, that pledge could be difficult to fulfill.
That's the BBC's Guy Hedgeco reporting from Madrid there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.